This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late winter and the second week of the Lenten Rose Moon. Since I came to southwestern Ohio in the late 1970s, I have recorded the dates of many of the earliest snows. There's no scientific method here, but rather a shaping of personal context. The earliest flurries fell on October 5th of 2014. The first snow of almost half a foot came on October 30th of 1993. On November 11th of 1984, I made the first snowball of the winter. This year, the first snow, about 4 inches, arrived on December 13th. The latest first snow came on December 31st, 1998. Well, people sometimes ask me if I see patterns that reveal the advance of global warming in these kinds of notes. I think maybe there were more earliest snow occurrences in the 1980s and 90s than in the past few years, but inconsistency still seems to be the norm, at least the norm from my casual observations. Like any diary, a weather or nature diary can be a collection of souvenirs that, well, rather than plotting the future or the past, places the writer inside a safe context of memory, allows time for sequencing and reflection, and really tells more about the recorder than the object of the record, more about emotion than natural history. While climate change may be occurring in my yard, I'm as curious about its effects on my brain as on the habitat. It is my watching and experiencing of the outside events that suggest and then shape what happens inside of me. My inner landscape evolves, teaching me love of the land around me. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the transition week to early spring. In the meantime, watch for the effects of climate change in your head and your heart.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.